Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another live in-studio session in our Soundcheck podcast series. I'm John Schaefer. Avi Avital is an astonishing mandolinist, whether he's playing classical music or Eastern European folk songs. Omer Avital, though born in Israel, has been an essential part of the New York jazz scene for over 20 years as both a bass player and a composer. The two Avitals are not related, as the title of their album, Avital Meets Avital, might suggest, but they have forged a deep musical connection, and they've brought their quartet to our studio today to play some of their works. This first one is called Anna Maghribi. Here's the Avital Meets Avital Quartet, live in our studio. Thank you. Okay, the band that stops on a dime. That's Avi and Omer Avital and their quartet. Avi Avital playing the mandolin, Omer Avital playing the bass, Yonatan Avishai at our piano, and Itamar Dawari playing percussion. Both Avi and Omer have been here before separately. It's great to have you guys here together with the band. And Avi, that song called Ana Maghribi, what does that title mean?
Ana Maghribi means in Moroccan. I am Moroccan. I'm from the Maghreb. And this is very much our encounter point. This was composed by Omer Avital. We're born and raised in Israel, but for families that come from Morocco. And that was kind of the rhythm which is based on.
That was a Moroccan rhythm? Because that sounded off. I mean, I know the Maghreb is like that part of North Africa that borders the Mediterranean, but I was getting a serious Caribbean
vibe. It's a bit of a Caribbean. I mean, that's, you know, we compose new music and we bring ourselves into it. So obviously a lot of it is very influenced by, you know, a certain style of Shabi Moroccan music. And then the major part is obviously, you know, takes us more to Cuba et cetera.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's in some kind of a relationship.
Right. So the two of you are not related. You went to different musical schools. How did you first meet? How did this Avital meets Avital thing happen?
Well, the meeting happened, actually, we went to the same school, but different departments. We both went to the Music Academy in Jerusalem, which is on its own a wonderful institution. It combines also all kind of departments. I went to the classical music department. Omer was teaching at the jazz department and was also studying oud at the Arabic music department.
Right.
So we met at the cafeteria, I guess, at some point, and really became good friends. This friendship was kept all these years. Also, when Omer moved to New York and I moved to Italy, and afterwards to Berlin. And yeah, we always had in mind to do something together, and that finally materialized there. Couple of years ago.
So it took a long time for this friendship to actually become a musical partnership as well.
That is true, exactly. I thought at first, I mean, the differences are obvious. Most of my concerts are classical.
Right.
Omer's daily artistic life is jazz, is a lot of improvisation. And when we first decided to make this project, I had in mind these differences and the contrast that would be the dramaturgy. Then when we started to work, we actually realized how much we have in common and how much this came to be a very organic thing to us both artistically. And that's the beauty of it. So
now Omer, you're known in New York as a bass player, but we've also heard you over the years playing the oud, as Avi points out. It seems like the oud and the mandolin would be kind of a more natural pairing than a bowed instrument like the double bass.
Yeah, we actually used the oud on a couple of the tunes in the shows, and maybe. But I think most of it is we have some kind of similar ideas about music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That I think being Israeli, being Mediterranean, being from a Moroccan background, and all of us have some kind of a classical background in Israel, classical European. Itamar is a master of all Middle Eastern and Turkish instruments and rhythms. It's like a new home, you know, this project kind of, there's a middle. We're less using the differences, more and more what we have in common as people, you know, and musicians.
Well, and just looking at the ensemble, you know, you've got a sort of a classical, almost like a classic jazz rhythm section, you know, bass, percussion, piano.
Yeah.
And then you, Avi, have to step into that with the mandolin.
Yeah,
which
I tried the saxophone for a couple of years. But
there's some history of mandolin in classical music, not so much history in a jazz setting. So you're kind of creating something here, it seems.
You know, I sometimes have to remind myself that I play the mandolin. Like when I play in concerts, I don't really think it doesn't come from the instrument. It's not the mandolin. Yes, I play the mandolin, but when I perform also now with these guys, it's not like I'm thinking I have a mandolin and whatever it says culturally, historically. It's just an instrument. It happened to be the instrument that I happened to find in my hands at an early age. And that's it. And that's what I work with. And so it's really, about yeah the music, I guess.
Well, now let me ask you: when you moved to Italy from Israel, you went to the home of, you know, we think of the mandolin, bluegrass here in America, and Neapolitan songs in Italy. Was that something that you had to, when you moved there, is like,
definitely.
Oh, what have I done?
yeah. Well, the full story, I'll try to really make it short. But the thing is, the truth is that I never had, until that point, a mandolin teacher. Growing up, all my teachers in Israel, until I was 23 years old, were violin players that knew a little bit to nothing about the mandolin. And I was sitting, obviously, in the class with my mandolin and my teacher in the music academy. He was a violin professor. He was there sitting with his Stradivarius violin, you know.
Right.
And he really,
because
they really
the tuning,
taught me
the
music.
Tuning is the same.
The tuning is the same, yeah. So I played violin repertoire. I kind of absorbed the kind of the Russian violin school, translated to the mandolin. And I have to say, although it sounds very weird, it was like the best luck that I had, having teachers that did not know anything about the mandolin. They were unconditioned. They spoke with me about phrasing and about the music and not about how to hold the pick or how not to hold the pick. Nevertheless, when I graduated from the Music Academy in Jerusalem, I really did want to go and at least know a little bit, culture myself about the original, the traditional technique and the repertoire of the mandolin. That's how I ended up in Italy. Yeah, just to discover that I was on the right path and there was something really, you know, good about not being conditioned by the tradition in this case.
You must know U. Srinivas, the mandolin player from India, the Indian, because in India you don't necessarily learn from a master of your instrument, you learn the songs. And whatever your instrument happens to be, that's what you play on.
Exactly. He was an amazing musician. I actually had the honor to meet him in one of these mandolin festivals in France. And yes, he took something that, again, you may call it the mandolin. And if you take a musicologist and show him the instrument that he played, he would say maybe it's not a mandolin because obviously it was modified to be able to play this kind of music. And he played it in a very different and unique way. And this is where I resonate with. It's like, some teachers in Italy told me this is how the mandolin looks and sound, and this is what mandolin players play. But at the end, I very happily did not follow that kind of thread. But just again, the music is the music, and the other things are just the instruments to make it.
Yeah. Avi and Omer Avital and their quartet are here with us in our new sound studio for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, playing some songs from their collaborative record called Avital Meets Avital. Omer, did you write this next piece, Lonely Girl?
Yes.
And is that title a reference to Ornette Coleman's Lonely Woman?
No, not at all, actually.
Okay.
Not at all, but maybe somewhere in there, but no. No, it's my own private imagination.
It's a great title for a jazz piece.
Yeah, you know? I guess some titles are better than others.
But
does
have that illusion, kind of that illusion to it.
Yes.
You guys want to play it for us?
Sure.
All right. Once again, Avi and Omer Avital with Yonatan Avashai at our piano and Itamar Dewari playing percussion. Here's a song called Lonely Girl. That is a live performance of Lonely Girl, written by Omer Avital, playing the bass, and featuring the mandolin played by Avi Avital. You'll find that on the record called Avital Meets Avital, which you guys did with Yonatan and Itamar back, Avi, in 2017.
Exactly, yeah.
So have you guys had a chance to really play these songs much since making the record?
Yes, of course. We went on several tours. This is the first kind of major North American tour. We're all very busy with our own project. Yes. This is kind of a special occasion sort of project that we meet for bigger tours. We had, we played all across Europe in two tours that happened since the CD was out. Now in North America, we're doing this summer some jazz festivals. We're going to the Far East, to Taiwan and China. Hmm. And yeah.
And Omer, how... Do the songs, have they changed over the course of performing them live? I mean, how structured is a piece like Lonely Girl?
The music grew since the first time we sat and figured out this project, which basically came from nothing almost. Like we had to kind of, like you said, invent a bit of a style and a format. And it grew again and again. The recording was another milestone. And then I would say that now it's even still growing. It changes, but it's subtle. You know, some of the stuff are more improvised, but it has a lot of elements of, you know, classical music, folk music. But it has a lot of soul, this music. So mm-hmm. So it does grow and, you know, it's somewhere in between.
Yeah. And for you, Avi, was improvising something you had to, that you came to later?
Yeah, exactly. That's something they don't teach at the Music Academy in Jerusalem, in the classical department, how to improvise. And that was, of course, something that I challenged myself with happily. In this project, in other projects, and I got myself comfortable. It's interesting because the approach here of the music, and especially on tour, once the album was done, exactly there you see the differences in the approach between kind of myself and the other people in the group. As a classical player, for mm-hmm. example, if I play Vivaldi and I have my interpretation for a certain concerto, and there is something in the, let's say, in the line of the cello that I really like. So all the orchestras I will play with, I always ask the cellist to do that thing. You know, the interpretation is set, and of course it changes every night, but you have your interpretation of the piece. Jazz musicians almost religiously would not repeat the same thing that happened the night
right.
before. Yeah,
right.
So it's there's a big difference in the approach of both of us, and I think we meet in the middle in this project. There are a lot of things that I think that Yonatan or Itamar did spontaneously that I beg them to repeat that every night we played it because it's just so gorgeous. Do it again. Do the same thing. But I challenge myself to change the improvisation and to, you know, to have that other approach as well. And
yeah.
That's the interesting thing for us.
Well, you know, listening, when the record first came out, I kept thinking that I was hearing Omer playing an oud. Because it sounded too deep to be a mandolin. And so I got to ask, Avi, are you just playing a mandolin? Do you play a mandola? Do you play a mandocello?
Exactly. You got me. No, I mean, it's in the booklet, so.
Oh, well. But, yeah, see, this is the problem with digital files yeah. now. There's no booklet.
I do use another instrument, which is the mandola.
Okay.
If the mandolin is tuned like the violin, the mandola is the
probably the viola.
The viola. Yeah, exactly. So it's 1/5 lower than the range of the violin. And I brought this to this project because it had that kind of oud sound, but it's not exactly, but it has this kind of deep sound. You cannot really define what it is. And that's what we play with it.
Okay. Now, one of the other things, Avi, you've become known for not just playing classical music, but commissioning new works, premiering new works. One thing we haven't known you for is being a composer, but this project gave you a chance to add that to your
yes,
arsenal
early
as well.
On, when we started to work on this project, I really wanted to try that. I knew that most of the music in this project would be by Omer, but I wanted to try something. I've never done this before, and I really wanted to see where are my creative inputs also as a creator, as a composer, not only as a performer. And I have to say, it was very satisfying process. I really enjoyed it. It came relatively very natural, this one tune that we are going to play. Yeah,
called Avi's Song.
Exactly. That was the that was the one thing that was difficult, to find a title. And I think, I mean, this is
and
a
that's
title
what that, you settled on?
I mean, you know, the story is that every time I would come to a rehearsal or recording session or a performance, I would come and I said, like, okay, guys, now my song is called this and that. And then I would change, no, like the day after, it was, no, forget about that. Now it's called, you know, Scirocco. He had like a million names and I was keep changing them. And, you know, they stopped taking me seriously at some point and just called, let's do Avi's song, let's rehearse Avi's song, let's do Avi's song. So when Deutsche Grammophon called me, I said, we have to go on print. What is the title of your song? I said, you know, forget about it. It's Avi's song, and that's what we call it.
That's what the guy's been calling it all along. So let's hear a live performance here in our studio. Once again, Avi and Omer Avital and the quartet performing live. Thank you. That is called Avi's song, although towards the end it's almost Itamar's song as he plays one of everything. But Avi Avital wrote it. Nicely done.
Thank you.
From the album Avital Meets Avital, with Omer Avital playing the bass, and as on the record, Itamar Dewari playing percussion and Yonatan Avishai playing piano. So when you guys are on tour, Omer, do you bring an oud, and Avi, do you bring a mandola, or is it just the...
Yeah.
Yes to both.
Yes.
So these pieces can have like a bit of a range sonically then.
Oh yeah. There's a oud intro and a mandola has been played a bunch.
Of course. I mean, the album is 60 minutes or so, and
right.
the show is obviously longer. It's about an hour and a half, so we have more intros and more music, and the improvisation is usually longer than you would cut on the record.
So have you guys been writing more material in the
We added some songs, yeah.
We added one song of mine, and I think we play another song that we used to play, and it's not on the record.
Okay. Yeah. And Omer, you were associated with the band Yemen Blues for a while, and of course your own trio.
Itamar too, by the way.
You're right. Yeah. And so you've got a whole back catalog you can draw on.
Yeah. I have a lot of different songs. I mean, what's nice about this project is that most of the stuff I would never play in another band.
Right.
Because some of the music I write is not quite jazz, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know.
I mean, this certainly has jazz in it, but it has a lot more as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's an interesting.
So will there be a follow-up to Avital Meets Avital?
We surely do hope so. I mean, we're all good friends, and we played so many things together. We have plans for different projects, different constellations, different combinations. We really hope that this project continues to tour, and obviously every new tour we add some, we take out some, we develop. And this, for me at least, again, as a classical player, you know, 90% of my concerts are written music.
Right.
I'm gladly, you know, will continue to do that. But this is, for me, such a special occasion to really jump on stage with these huge musicians and to improvise and to do something that I don't normally do. And it's a great pleasure, and it's a great learning process for me as well.
Well, it's been great having the four of you here playing
for
us today.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank Dylan Keefe, our office mate, who loaned us the double bass that Omer was playing on today.
Dan.
And our engineer, George Wellington, as well. Guys, I hope to hear more from Avital Meets Avital.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.